And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's not often that advocates representing landlords and low-income tenants find themselves in agreement on matters of public policy, but it's happening in North Carolina. The source of their shared concern is the fact that thanks to the coronavirus recession, tens of thousands of North Carolina families simply can't pay their rent. Emergency actions taken at the onset of the pandemic by state leaders to postpone evictions have helped, as have efforts by housing providers to offer payment plan options and waive late fees. At some point, though, there must be an injection of cash into the system to keep landlords and tenants afloat. Unemployment insurance has helped many people, but it's not capable of helping everyone. That's why the General Assembly needs to act as quickly as possible to enact legislation like House Bill 1200 that would appropriate millions of dollars to provide emergency assistance funds to help renter households. The bottom line, the last thing North Carolina needs at this difficult moment is an explosion of homeless families and vacant apartments. Elected officials should act now to prevent it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.